Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio show where you're going to hear the best in Atlantic Canadian music. Tonight we got a great show lined up for you. We will be speaking with Dana Buehler of the band Hello Delaware. Their new album, My Mistake, was just released on Friday, and we sat down for a feature-length chat. Really excited to bring that to you. We'll also hear something later from a few bands who have new videos out, including Walrus and Like a Motorcycle. Like a Motorcycle is actually across the ocean right now, touring in Europe. We'll hear more about that later. We'll hear something from Neon Dreams and tell you about their big Juno Masterclass win. And we'll hear from another winner, Hillsburn, who won a award at the Atlantic Film Festival while it was here in Halifax last week. And lots more to come. We'll also introduce you to a brand new segment that I like to call the Daniel Leadwell Appreciation Hour. So stick around. There's lots to come here on Halifax is Burning tonight. We'll get you kicked off with something high energy, high octane, and something we've been waiting to be released on Wax for quite some time now. A brand new 7-inch from Crypto Rips. This is the B-side. It's called Haukea. You can pick it up at Black Buffalo Records on Cornwallis Street.
Making mass,
one of my very favorite bands from right here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. They're called Instruments from their album The End of Light by Heat. That's a song called Long Days, not actually a song they wrote. In fact, according to their Bandcamp, it's a convincing adaptation of a song by the Canadian post-punk standard bearers No Means No. Wanted to get that one to air this week because after 35 years, the influential punk band No Means No have decided to call it a day. The band announced that their lingering hiatus had become a permanent one in a Facebook post this past weekend. So that song, the original version of the No Means No song, Long Days, appeared on their album Sex Mad, which was released in 1986, 30 years ago. And, you know, this show, Halifax is Burning, we have a history with No Means No. Of course, we always like to play instruments, and we always like to play that song. But back in 2012, we had a local author, Mark Black, who some of you may know, stop by and talk about a book he wrote about No Means No called Going Nowhere. If you're interested in hearing that episode, dig through the archives on halifaxisburning.com. The precise air date was November 21st, 2012. We're going to play something for you right now from Like a Motorcycle. Like I said, they've got a brand new album out. It's called High Hopes. The song we're going to hear is called Nobody Knows. It's a brand new video they just released. The band is on their way back from a European tour. They're in Germany performing at Reeperbahn. Then they were also in Poland performing a show. And they're making their way back to the Maritimes for some shows in the next couple weeks before they move on eastward, or I guess westward, towards Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, etc., and then they'll be back here in the Maritimes for some shows in November. So without further ado, here's something brand new from Like a Motorcycle. This one is called Nobody Knows. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Yeah.
brand new from Walrus from the EP Goodbye Something. That's a song called Feels. The band just released a new video for that. We'll post it on our Twitter at HFXIsBurning if you're playing along. You can also find Halifax Is Burning on Instagram, same handle, HFXIsBurning. We're on Facebook. We do the website, www.halifaxisburning.com. Lots of places where you can find excellent content, including past episodes and past interviews. Well, we're going to switch directions quite a bit right now and play something for you from Neon Dreams. They're a pop band from here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, who just won a major award. They were one of three artists named the Alan Slate Juno Masterclass winners. And that is a prize that not only sees them going to Juno Fest in Ottawa next year, but it's sort of a artist development program developed by the Junos and by the music industry to kind of help emerging bands get to a Juno-ready level. So in addition to performing at Juno Fest in Ottawa, Neon Dreams will also get a number of prizes worth more than $100,000, including $500 from the Canadian Federation of Musicians toward their annual dues or a U.S. work visa. And guess what? Work visas aren't $500. They're more like $2,000. So thanks, but going to need a little bit more cash for those U.S. trips, I think. They also get studio time as well as some additional cast investment in their careers. This is a song featuring a Canadian hip-hop legend, Cardinal Official, and it has hit the Billboard Canada Top 40 charts. This is called Marching Bands. You're listening to Halifax Is Burning.
It's funny how I feel into your arms, thinking if I never left Toronto, I wouldn't be this high. Just a voice in the skies, you changed my life. And driving through LA to pass time, palm trees on the edge of my eyes right now. Hit Venice at the right time. If I didn't meet you, I'd you never knew. We met on Ocean Avenue, right down to Santa Monica. It's where our souls first touched. I felt like a thousand marching bands
when I saw your face for the first time. When I was without you, them were the worst times. That's what I found when I got to know you. Them girls not like you, them will I feel all you. True. Distant at times, let me show you that it's a defense mechanism that I go through. Only the most high I put before you. I just want to love you, not control you.
You and I
were made for each other from the start. True. Take off the safety, aim at the heart. Insecurity may take us apart. And now I'm unsure that there is even a cure for this pure feeling. I be in the clubs, it ain't appealing. You are the real, and it's something that I think I'll tell you.
I bet you never knew.
And I've been feeling out of place, and cheeks to the stupid shit that you said.
Well, that's a little taste of the brand new album from Hello Delaware. It's called My Mistake. It was just released last Friday. Last week, I got the chance to sit down with the brain trust of Hello Delaware, Dana Beeler. We had a nice conversation about this new album, about the new direction of her songwriting, and of course, about Daniel Ledwell, the producer of this record. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Hello Delaware's Dana Beeler. I was listening to the record a lot today, actually.
Oh, cool.
It sounds really good.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing but 1,000% faith in Danny, but...
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously, you did too.
Yeah, he nailed it. I mean, I don't even know what to say about the whole experience with working with Danny. I wanted to work with him for like 2 years before I actually worked with him, and it's the happiest I've ever been with anything I've ever done, so...
What was it about the stuff that he was working on that really kind of brought you to his doorstep?
It was a Heather Green album.
Your Last War?
Yes. Yeah. So it was that album by Heather Green, and I listened to it, and I was like, I want to make an album with whoever did that, and I want to make an album that, like, vibes like that. And, yeah, I remember, like, meeting him at the company house and just being like, you made the best album, in my opinion, ever. And he was like, oh, thanks. And then I wrote an email. I was like, I know maybe I'm not as good as like some people, but maybe we could work together. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. I was like, okay, cool. And then a year later, we actually got to, because he was a busy man.
He is quite busy.
So busy, and even more busy now. So,
yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I think you correct me if I'm wrong, but you took a similar approach to Heather in that you kind of went in there with some real bare bones stuff, mm-hmm. and let him work his magic a bit.
Yes.
Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I went in, I was like, I don't care if I can play these songs live or not. Cause at that time I was still playing solo. I was like, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I want the feel of the album to be, kind of like you do what you do best. And so he played basically everything except for the drums, which Matt Tevet did. So yeah, besides Danny and Matt, Mo, Kenny did a few things, and I had some like girls sing on it, and that was about it. So it's all Danny. I'm like, yeah, I play a little bit of guitar, but that's a lie. It's all Danny. He did it all.
I mean, so obviously that was a decision you had going in, but as someone who, you know, you're a songwriter, mm-hmm. was that like, did you come to grips with that at all? Were you at odds with that, or was that you were just fine with it?
Oh my God, I'm so fine with it. I don't like consider myself a very good guitar player. So I'm like, let's just do something that is better than what I can do by myself. So
did you give him direction at all?
Yeah. I mean, I sat in the room and was there for all of the recording process, and, he would like do things and be like, no, I don't like that. Or yeah, let's do something like that, but maybe a little bit different. But mostly it was like, this is the feeling and I want that like drum noise to be boomier. And he'd be like, okay, let's figure out how to make that happen.
And when he was doing this stuff, like, were you there with him?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you never were sort of just like laying down a track and then being like, peace.
No,
and
no.
Then coming
yeah.
back and he had it all yeah. done.
Even right. in the boring stages, there was some like mixing days where he was just taking the like throat noise, the mouth noises.
Oh yeah.
Noises.
That's always a fun experience in the studio.
Oh my God. I was like, Danny, this is the most boring thing I've ever done. He's like, yeah, this is my life.
Yeah.
So...
So you were mentioning that you kind of had touchstones in mind sonically, mm-hmm. for the record. What were some of those touchstones?
I wanted to be dark and a little, like, when I say dark, I mean like angry, but not without saying the word angry. And also just like something that people could probably dance to, you know, something that's upbeat sounding. Secret Sad Songs.
Yeah, Secret Sad Songs yeah. are my favorite.
Yeah.
Have you heard my band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of what I was going for. Something that could be like commercially viable if that were something that I wanted to do, and something that I could play with a band eventually, because that was kind of in the back of my mind, but it never really like came to fruition until November of last year at Music Nova Scotia. So
you had some thematic touchstones. Did you have any musical touchstones that you were going in with?
I mean, we drew a lot of inspiration. And I mean, I drew a lot of inspiration from, I think, the people that I told him I wanted the album to kind of be representative of or like sound like, were Adele and that Hozier album. And then Jenny Lewis, of course.
Yeah, I hear a lot of Jenny Lewis on the record.
Yeah,
sure.
I think we moved a little bit away from the Adele and the Hozier
right.
stuff and more into the Jenny Lewis.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they all, you're right, they all kind of lean towards a poppier direction. Mm-hmm. But I think the closest you get to like something like Adele is probably on We Were the Ocean.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All the numbers were turning into days and
one thing I really like about it is that, you know, you obviously hit a chorus and stuff, but they're never these giant leaps.
Yeah.
You know, like it gets there, but it's really subtle. And I think that's one thing Dan's really good at is mm-hmm. these really tiny subtle changes that change your mood, but don't take you out of the zone.
Yes. Yeah. I found that on, I think it's My Mistake. And it's been so long since I've actually listened to the record at this point, but on My Mistake, when we play it live, there's just like, it starts out and nothing really changes in that song. It's pretty like straightforward and we like go about the same tempo and the same like vibe the entire way. But then in like the second chorus, it just sort of like, it amps up, but in like the most minuscule way. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's the way that he's playing guitar or something like that. And it just like the grit on the vocals, I think. Yeah.
Was there a moment in the studio when you were making the record where you kind of came across something unexpected? Okay, so sometimes when I'm in the studio, mm-hmm. I hear somebody do something or somebody just kind of like frigs around and all of a sudden you've got this thing in your
yeah.
song and you're like, oh, that's the thing,
yeah.
you know? Like, did you have a moment like that where you were just like really surprised and awed by something that came about from these sessions?
I mean, like everything that he did, but there are, I think again, on My Mistake, there are four drum tracks, or not drum, sorry, bass tracks on that song. And so it's impossible to play live, but when he played it, he basically was like just playing the bass part And then he just like played another bass part and played another bass part and played another bass part and then just like listened to them all together instead of like picking his favorite part. And he was like, well, this sounds cool.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was like, okay, well, that just made the song into something completely different. So that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, basically everything that he did was like, okay, I can live with this for sure.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Daniel Leadwell Appreciation Hour here on CKDU, apparently. You were talking about sort of the thematic touchstones and you wanted it to be darker. And I think you've definitely achieved that in both the lyrics, but also kind of the delivery. Like there's a very, if it makes you happy, Sheryl Crow vibe going on, like in the best way. I mean, obviously, when you write songs, they come from a very personal place, or they can.
Uh-huh.
They're not for everybody, perhaps. But was there a conscious decision to kind of move everything in that direction?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. When I was writing the album, when I was writing the songs for the album, mostly, the last six songs or whatever, that was very much the direction. I was angry. I was, like, upset in my own life, and so that was coming out when I was writing. And then while we were recording, after the first couple times of like singing the songs, and kind of I wanted to be sassier, I wanted to be like, I wanted the angriness or like the attitude, I guess, to come across a lot more than in my past work, I guess. And so Danny like brought it out in me in the best way, I think. Yeah, it's definitely on purpose, and it's something that I strive for in like my live performance now as well. So
you've got a show coming up this weekend in Halifax at the Seahorse.
Mm-hmm.
You have been playing the material, but you've got sort of, do you feel like an album release is like a renewed sense of the band at all, or have you been holding anything back before this grand release, you know?
I think this will be like the time when everyone can see the like transformation of me, I guess, as an onstage performer, because it's not like me as a human being, like a Dana Beeler on stage anymore. It's like this other, my alter ego, I guess, which sounds so lame, but I mean, that's just how I'm playing it. So yeah, when I go up on stage and we have all the like new merch and the new CD and all the new looks, and I'm just like excited for everyone to see that, because I think we've obviously like been practicing for the last year, is what I've been calling all those shows, and just like trying to get that vibe. But I really think that we've come together as a band really well, and yeah, it'll be. I hope people are like surprised by what we do. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Well, we'll have to see. So the show's on Friday, September 30th at Seahorse, and then you can see the band again on October 7th.
Yeah.
At Baba's Lounge in Charlottetown, PEI.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Cool.
My thanks to Dana Beeler of Hello Delaware. Here's a track from the album. This one's called Black Cherries.
Back home, tell me your lies and tell me where you've gone. And every day it's a different story, it's the same damn thing. I'm not sorry for you, I'm not sorry for you. You brought it on yourself, and now it hurts like hell. Dragging me down won't make you a better man. I'm sick of black cherries, cigarette smoke, and I'm sick of your head on my pillow. I'm sick of stupid words that you wrote. I'm sick of black cherries and cigarette smoke. With you when it's loaded gun, it's hard to see the forest when you burn it down, down, down.
The lead track from the brand new Hello Delaware album is called My Mistake. It was released last week, and if you enjoyed that conversation with Dana Buehler, perhaps you'll enjoy the album release show happening in Halifax, Nova Scotia this weekend on Friday night down at the Seahorse Tavern. And thanks again to Dana Buehler. If you're interested in hearing the entire conversation, keep your eyes peeled for the Halifax is Burning podcast. When we post the podcast later on this week, we'll post the full interview with Dana Buehler from Hello Delaware as well. We're going to take a quick little break and come back with a brand new segment I'm super excited about. Stay tuned. Well, as you heard in that conversation with Dana Buehler of Hello Delaware, we spent a lot of time talking about Daniel Leadwell. And I actually find that I spend a lot of time talking about Daniel Leadwell on this program. He produces some wonderful albums. He's an excellent producer, a great engineer, a wonderful human being. So tonight on the show, we're going to introduce a new segment. It's called the Daniel Leadwell Appreciation Hour. And we're going to play that song that Dana was talking about by Heather Green. It's called The Day I Was Born from the album Your Last War. You're listening to Halifax is Burning right here on CKDU, the Daniel Leadwell Appreciation Hour.
Story about 6 feet tall. I wrap myself around you.
Track from Hills Burn, that's called When We Were Young. It is one of several tracks that appear on their new record, and it is a record that also was documented. The record is called In the Battle Years, and it along with the band, are the subjects of a documentary called Hills Burn, A Band Becomes. You may have seen it at the Atlantic Film Festival last week. It was announced this week that Hills Burn won the award for Best Atlantic Original Score at the Atlantic Film Festival for this documentary. So our congratulations are going out to the folks in Hills Burn. All right, well, as things start to roll down here on Halifax is Burning, start to wind down, we're going to pop you into another segment. We're going to call this one a reoccurring segment from here on out. This one's the throwback track of the week. Well, for this week's throwback track, we're going to hear from Eric's Trip. Now, last week here on the program, I had a feature interview with Hayden. It was amazing. Went to see the show at St. Matt's. Hope you got to see it in St. John's, Newfoundland as well. And Hayden, as part of his repertoire, played this song from Eric's Trip. It's the first track on their 1993 album, Love, Tara. This one is called Behind the Garage. Eric Stripp on Halifax is Burning. You're tuned in to CKDU. That's this week's throwback track here on Halifax is Burning. Eric Stripp with Behind the Garage. What a pleasure it was to see Hayden perform that song here in Halifax a few weeks ago. I'm not sure. I haven't heard from the folks in Newfoundland to see if they were lucky enough to get treated to that one. But boy, what a gem. And again, last week we got to talk to Hayden. If you want to hear the full interview with Hayden, you can visit my website, halifaxisburning.com. Posted a link there today, as a matter of fact. It's a wonderful interview. He's a wonderful man. And speaking of a wonderful interview, thanks again to Dana Beeler of Hello Delaware for the interview tonight. And check out their new album, My Mistake. And speaking of Newfoundland, as we get ready to move over and make way for Don Adams and the Mojo Box, we're going to play something for an artist from, or for him, from an artist who resides in Newfoundland. He was just there with his daughter on some vacation time. And so this one's going to go out to Don. So brace yourselves. The Mojo Box is up next. Then we got Deep Cuts Are the Deepest. The Super Tuesday lineup continues after that with the Dum Dum Radio Hour. So keep it all locked. CKDU 88.1 FM. Here's a band called Derm Keen and an incredible woman. This one is called Harebrained Scheme. Halifax is Burning. See you next week.